Strauss now advised Hoover, in the closest of confidence, that the syndicated columnist Joseph Alsop had recently delivered to the White House a 7-page letter urging the Eisenhower administration to block an investigation of Oppenheimer by McCarthy. Strauss knew, of course, that Alsop was a friend of Oppenheimer's, and he wanted to be sure that Hoover understood that the scientist had influential allies. It was a good meeting between like-minded men, and Strauss left believing that he had forged an alliance with the powerful FBI chief.
The task of getting rid of Oppenheimer was far too important to leave to the clownish, sensation-seeking senator from Wisconsin. It would require careful planning and skillful maneuvering.
After leaving Hoover, Strauss returned to his office and wrote to Senator Robert Taft, urging him to block McCarthy if he attempted to launch an investigation of Oppenheimer.
It would be a mistake, he wrote. In the first place, some of the evidence will not stand up. In the second place, the McCarthy Committee is not the place for such an investigation, and the present is not the time.
Strauss would orchestrate his own investigation.